Hi. Oh, yes. Okay. I wasn't sure if my speaker was... Yes, we're on. Okay. Hello. Welcome to Talkline, the talk show for the YK Delta and beyond. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Etchick. Good morning.
And we are here to take your calls, your emails, hear what you have to say, what's on your mind, announcements.
Mm-hmm.
I've been away for 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, that's noticeable.
I've got a lot. Yes, in good and bad ways, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's... Yeah, so people have to catch me up on what's on their mind, and we'll give out some numbers here. We had a great weekend this week because a local person, Pete Kaiser, won the Iditarod. Yeah.
That's big.
And then Richie Deal from Antioch came in real well, too.
Yes.
So,
yes,
wow.
So
YK Delta.
People are still talking about that.
It's very exciting. Know? Yes. Okay, well, our numbers are
543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
Wow, okay. And he does email. Know those numbers by heart. And the email is, you can email us at KYUK at... Stop, wait.
Oh, right there.
Gosh, I leave for 2 weeks and it's over for me, isn't it? Okay,
yeah,
no, it's...
It
you can email us at radio at... KYUK.org. And we will read your email over the air. You can be anonymous for both your calls and your emails.
Yes. So the lines are open.
Yeah.
And
the sun is out.
Yeah, the sun is out. And
beautiful.
We have blue sky. Wow. What a wonderful looking day outdoors.
Wow.
I know people are kind
going
of anxious
into the weekend.
To be outdoors this weekend, So we'll be expecting to hear from search and rescue folks to give us a brief river report about what the ice is doing out there. So I know there's still traffic out there. So at the very minimum, probably though.
And you know what? Never mind April. We're just going to be, we're in May.
Yeah.
We seem to be a month off this starting in February.
That's right.
February, I don't think it went below freezing whole month. It was weird.
Yes, now, it's been different.
Yeah, it's been very different. So
and then,
we're going to enjoy what we can.
And the days are flying by.
Yeah. And so, there's a lot more light. So there's a lot to feel good about and be excited about. So
Yes.
Anyway, please, our lines are open and we are ready to hear from you. I'm going to give the weather report.
Yes, I got it right here.
Oh, there. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, today we're expecting cloudy. A slight chance of snow showers in the morning, then a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s, variable wind 10 miles per hour. And tonight we can expect mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Lows in the lower to mid-20s, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles. And tomorrow we're expecting snow accumulation up to 3 inches. Highs around 30, northwest winds 10 to 25.
Wow, so snow tomorrow?
Yeah. Possibly, expecting. And then it's been, with the warmer weathers that we're having, the snow don't seem to, last week they were expecting a few inches of snow.
Didn't last.
But it all melts away,
In
the heat of, because the sun is getting warmer and then it even at midday, everything melts.
Well, it'll be in the high 20s this weekend, so we are going to get a little bit of a chill. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I've lost some of my winter capacity. Now I'm feeling all cold. It's 30 degrees. How it's so cold.
Yeah. And then it's sad to see pictures of people kind of suffering with the snow and cold down south.
In the state of Nebraska, I was looking at video, and it's not on the news, but there are whole towns that are underwater.
Oh, no.
And I saw a video of farmers trying to dig their cows out of snowbanks, and the cow was up to its neck, stuck in the snow, and they were trying to dig it out. And there were whole herds like that have been killed by that. So it's it's really they've had quite a storm down there in over in the Nebraska part of the state.
Yeah.
I mean states, yeah.
Oh, that's sad to see. I've seen a few pictures, you know. So
I have some announcements, Tundra Drum announcements.
Okay.
We have the monthly food bank will be tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th, from 10 to noon at the Lions Club. Volunteers are always needed and very much appreciated, but the food bank will be tomorrow, March 16th, 10 a.m. AVCP is hosting a job fair in Kwikluk on March 18th, which is Monday, and Nebaskiak on March 22nd.
Wow.
AVCP hosting a job fair. Okay, good.
Good.
And KYUK is offering the Alexei Isaac Memorial Scholarship for those who have a high school diploma or a GED. Deadline for application submission is March 28th, so that's about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, you can go to kyuk.org or call 543-3131. So that's the Alexei Isaac Memorial Scholarship. If you have a high school diploma or a GED, you might want to check out that scholarship. I think those scholarships are really helpful.
Mm, good.
Okay,
and
so
then Chamai is coming up on us fast.
Chamai. That's right. Oh, my
couple
gosh.
A couple weeks,
Chamai.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're a lot of people have been asking about that. And so we're gearing up for it. And,
mm-hmm.
So we'll be expecting... I didn't bring my sheet, you know, but we're expecting, you know, our performers for Chamai, a lot of them Eskimo and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one I'm excited about seeing is that from the Mount St. Elias Dance Group.
Oh, wow.
They're from Yakutat.
Huh.
And I seen them in AFN, during AFN, and they really put out.
Wow.
So I'm excited to, you know, see
That's
them.
Neat.
See them this year.
There's always some really fun acts. Mm. Hey, wanted to let everyone know that tonight at the library, this is Friday night at the library, tonight is Don Reardon, and he is an author of two books, mm-hmm. Ravens, Ravens? Oh, I'm sorry.
I've got to get the name of it.
One book he wrote was set in the YK Delta, and I think he has some roots out here.
Yes.
And he will be, he teaches for University of Alaska Anchorage, but he will be out tonight to talk about his books and probably do some readings out mm-hmm. of his books. And when we get the time, we'll let you know. It's 5:30 today at the library, 5:30. We'll have a real live author.
Okay. We have a first caller from Bethel.
Alex.
Good morning to Alex.
Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like to reiterate what I said in the big yesterday. Peter, you could correct me if I do it wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yesterday, what I talked about was some problems with patients and travel with YKHC, the travel to Anchorage and also from village to Bethel, as well as lodging and other stuff. Health care, there are growing complaints. I'm not sure if they're reaching the board members.
Mm.
I'm not sure if they're reaching the appropriate staff at the YKHC. One of the examples I was using yesterday was that one of my daughters went to clinic who lives here. She works at a school, and there was something wrong with one of her fingers. She went to school, or rather, she went to a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who she thought was a doctor came back and prescribed to her high blood pressure pills.
Mm.
for her finger. And then after she took, as directed, there was something wrong with her ears. She described it as, you know, when you're like when you're inside a jet plane. That was happening to her, and that's not the only one. But there's been some prescriptions that shouldn't be. Prescriptions that shouldn't be given to patients, and when they go to Anchorage, you know, they're taken away, disposed of, and they're given other medication. Mm. There's a lot of things going on right now with YKC, and what I mentioned yesterday was that I was one of the incorporators of YKC. I served, YKC, historical information says that, you know, it started around 1969. It actually was organized, YKC Board of Directors, what do they used to call them those days? Interim Board of Directors were appointed in fall of 1967 to organize YKC. YKC was organized in the year of 1968, and the purpose of the organization was to assist toward better health care in the YK Delta and you know, in entire YK Delta. And there are several people who knows about this organization, like Mary Gregory is one of them, and Jimmy Annever, originally of Kipnuk, now he lives in Quinnahock. And there are several other people who served on the board, and Susan Murphy is one of the people that used to go to meetings, and I believe, and several other people used to go to the meetings. And I have pictures of that in my picture box, what I call. Okay. I haven't converted them to digital pictures, but I have some plans to do that sometime. Anyway, what I was concerned about was the problems that people are encountering, and you know, I don't agree with that commercial that comes out of Anchorage from, I believe it's from Tribal Health Consortium or something, that Alaska Natives are healthiest people in the world. You know, just because somebody says we are the healthiest people in the world, everyone who goes to the outpatient clinic shouldn't be given less attention. Anyway, I'll hang up, and I believe I didn't cover all of what I said yesterday, but I'll shut up and listen.
Hey, good morning. That one you mentioned about the healthiest people in the world, wouldn't that be their vision or their mission?
Yeah, I think that's their vision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their hope.
I don't know if it's vision, but, you know, I understand it as telling the world that we are the healthiest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I know that the Alaska Native Foundation is not in agreement with what the other organizations doing, but, you know. I'll shut up and listen.
All right. Kuyana,
Alex. Yeah,
Alex,
thank you.
Yes.
Good morning. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, good morning to you. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, our lines are open. Feel free to call.
So I just wanted to give another kind of Iditarod update, because person who was raised in Bethel, Jessica Klaika. Yeah, she's due in Nome today.
Wow.
So she will actually have completed the Iditarod. Yeah, this Iditarod, it's the first time that there are three women in the top 10.
Yeah.
Then Jessica is, and then there's a Victoria Hardwick. I think she's a dentist who works out here.
Oh.
And she's still on the trail, but she's heading into Nome.
Good for
and
her.
So there's then Antioch's Richie Dale, yeah. and then Bethel's Pete Kaiser.
Yes. Yeah.
So people are doing a good job of representing
yes.
the region.
And yeah. I heard that a lot of people from our area went up to welcome the mushers that were coming
almost 70.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was a huge That's, number, and it was a yeah. great photo. There was just a big mob, like a scrum, yeah. a rugby cool. scrum. just yeah. a pile of people welcoming Pete in, along with his yeah. wife and his two children, his parents.
You
yeah,
know,
it was a really neat.
When I heard that number of people being in Nome, I one of the first things that came to my mind was, where do all the people stay? I mean, I'm
I
sure
know.
There's probably not enough. There, hotel rooms, you know.
Yeah, and there's some places in Nome you might not want to get stuck in.
Mm, yeah.
but I don't know how they do that. But
yeah. So
yeah.
They must have some kind of a plan on how to house all the people that come in to watch that
right.
finish.
Right.
You know, so.
Okay.
You know, if you were up there, tell us a little bit about what you've seen up there.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Share what it was like to be at the line there. Because they had to get up at the crack. It was like 3 in the morning or something
yeah.
when he came in. And they were all out there.
Mm-hmm.
So they had probably stayed up and
yeah.
made their way to the finish line.
Wow.
And there it was. So, yeah, we'd love to hear about it. So
yes.
if you were out there, call in and give us a little story on that.
Mm-hmm.
And KYUK has a number of stories on their at their website and that they've been reporting on. Some really great interviews. Nice interview with Ron Kaiser, Pete's dad. So check out the website if you haven't been able to listen in, because there's a lot of good stories at the website.
Yeah. So our lines are still open, so please feel free to call.
Yeah.
We're you know, I know a lot of people are interested in what the conditions of river ice travel might be. And
mm-hmm.
I think Mark had texted this morning saying that he was going to go check out the conditions out there around Bethel area. So we'd like to hear from Mark. And then if you yourself out in your area have something to report regarding the trails out there that people are using, you know, we'd like to hear what kind of conditions are out there.
Yeah, you know, I told you earlier how my friend, I'm going to leave her nameless for now.
Yeah.
we were both living in Queethlick, and we both snow machined with a sled into Bethel. I was riding the sled coming back, and we just had gone to like Church Slough, and we hit a bump, and the sled disengaged from the snow machine. And my friend continued on, and she got close to Queethlick. She stopped to turn and probably talk to me, stopped, turned around. There was no sled, no Diane. And so she had to go back and hunt me down. And that was just a nice way for that to have ended. Because I had a bag of fresh AC donuts. When she came back, I was just lounging in the sled,
cool.
eating those donuts. I mean, it wasn't, I was dressed properly, so that mm-hmm. was good. And it was a sunny day. It was cold,
wow.
but sunny day. So anyway, that's a nice Kuskokwim
yeah.
story. All right, so Cesari's on the line from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, maybe anybody wanted to call the every year I go at least once ice fishing, and I wonder how the ice is to the Johnson. Are people still going over there, or maybe somebody's been going? Maybe the call, let us know.
Because
this year I never move out here from, and I really want some of those dry pike, you know.
Well, last weekend, I know a lot of people went to Johnson
mm-hmm.
and got some fish, but I don't know about this weekend. Oh, well, it might be okay because it's chilly.
With the cars or snow machine?
They went with car last weekend,
last weekend, huh?
And it seemed to be okay. Now, I don't know about this weekend, but it's colder now than it even was last weekend.
Yeah,
so,
but
We don't know the conditions.
I have to be careful, the way I understood or hear, that, you know, in some areas you have to be extremely careful because there are some places where there's a little bit of open holes.
Mm-hmm. Open holes or overflow?
No, open holes, like around Bethel. I seen on Facebook, you know, picture of a hole right below Knick or, you know, Standard Oil area right below there. You know, but it is marked, you know, and then I don't know what the conditions are with that. And then also around Swalby Island, there's another hole, you know. But these are not, like, extremely big, but they're, you know, enough to probably let a wheel go in. And I don't know about the conditions of ice around those holes, because I know that they tend to enlarge or get bigger as time goes on. So those have to be, and there's probably, you know, some more, but people are still using the river, as far as I know, but they just have to be on the lookout. Yeah, careful.
Yeah, and is there any marks or no?
Those are marked. And then I think the majority of the trail is marked, you know, or you could see, you know, where people have been passing, going through. So I mean, if you follow the trail, yeah, you'll probably be okay, you know. But we're gonna hear from search and rescue in a few minutes. They're on the ice right now as we speak, so they'll probably give us a little brief report on our conditions.
You know, the trail, when you're going for 40 years or some year, but when it's 30 time, you should be no problem, no need any marks. But it's never been this year, I don't know. Let's check. Okay. Maybe I try fish.
Yeah. Yes. So keep your ears open. I think we should be getting a call from Search and Rescue in a little bit.
I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you. Good morning to you,
Cesare. Good morning. Bye. Have a good day. All right. Next, we have Herman from Antioch.
Good morning.
Good morning, Herman.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice day. Beautiful day. Huh?
Really? Yes.
Good day to travel around early in the morning. So to do a long time ago. Dog to be cold. It's like this in the morning. Yeah. I was going to give up what's going on in Juneau and maybe what's going on in the kind of weather. I think we'll have to kind of adapt to the changes we're seeing, but it's not all bad, you know. On traveling, they make these little hovercrafts that are bigger than four-wheeler. Those are pretty good to use, yeah, you know. But we might need to go to that. But because it is warmer climate, the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta is rich in the soil. People can grow a lot of crops and salves, like potatoes. And they can store them all year and, you know, use them for seed planters. But our soil is so rich, and those our corporations and our council should do something to get people to be self-sufficient out here. I said, I grew corn here. I eat apple off tree in Fairbanks. It's not all bad. There's good things about it. But the only problem is our government... they're trying to tax people. They're saying it's global warming and they need to stop burning fuel, things like that. And it's been happening in Alaska. And what's going on in Juneau, United States, is there's companies that own these television stations and they tell people it's news. And in Juneau, we're knowing about a month. The governor, he urgently, he's going to give us $6,000, but he's going to give us like $4,700 each for 3 years. That's better. We'll see about that. But the main reason I was calling was about our fish and game management. Somebody made a proposal up here to Lisa, somebody to change the season to open it from the 5th. But that's...
Did we lose him?
Did Herman just get cut off? I'd be interested in where he got that information about 4,000 something for 3 years on the PFD. But anyway, we have another caller from Chivac. James. James is gone too. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
James was. Oh, now we have Tom. Tom from
okay,
Chalista.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Good.
We're good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
Very excited that Pete won.
Yay.
Yeah. Yes.
And just a great showing by all the other YK mushers, too.
Really? I know. Really nice. Mm-hmm. There's four out there. Two women, two men.
Awesome. Well, I just want to call and give a couple updates from Chalista.
Okay.
I haven't called in a couple weeks, so apologize for that. The first is a reminder, we have a deadline coming up next week. This is to apply for internship positions with Chalista.
Mm-hmm.
So the deadline to apply is next Thursday, the 21st. So please head to our website at chalistacorp.com. And if you're a fan of our Facebook page, we've got a link right to the internship page. But there's over 20 internships. Bethel, all across Alaska, lower 48, and we're actually working on one or two internship possibilities with NASA.
Yeah.
That would just be
really cool.
I'm not smart enough for that, but I know we got a lot of amazing kids out there
NASA.
Working with robotics programs.
Yay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A Yupik on the moon.
Man,
a Yupik on Mars. Okay, awesome. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So, yeah, no worries. It gets me excited, too.
It was fun.
All right. So, that's next Thursday, the 21st, is the deadline. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we recently issued more shares. So, we have several thousand more new shareholders. And so now we are at about 29,000 shareholders.
Wow.
So a really big change from just 2 years ago when we had 13,000 shareholders.
Amazing.
Yeah, about just under 10% live in the Bethel area. Over 17% live in Anchorage. about over 50% live in the rest of the YK Delta. So I'm just all over the place. Over 30% are between 18 and 39 years old.
Okay.
So the average age is definitely going down. So just want to welcome all the shareholders, both old and new. Our youngest shareholder was born in January, so I can just picture those baby cheeks. Just want to look them.
I even know what that means.
And our oldest shareholder is actually over 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's just heartwarming to see the huge range in lives and ages that we have.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys did quite a campaign to get people signed up, and, you know, it clearly paid off.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You know, once shareholders voted yes, they want to enroll. You know, we had teams traveling around the region. We visited some of the big hubs more than once. So people can still register, obviously. Enroll.mychalista.com is where you can go to register to be a shareholder. You can visit us. We've got that office in Bethel right at Watson's Corner. So lots of ways that we can assist shareholders and potential shareholders.
Okay, good.
Awesome. Well, I just want to see if there's any questions before I stop.
How about a phone number for the audience?
Well, that would be a good thing. I'm glad that you're there to ask me.
Okay.
So 1-800-277-5516.
Okay.
Or if you want to just give the Bethel office a call, 543-5418.
Okay.
Yep, and we're right there at Watson's Corner, right behind the legislative office.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay. Well, good to hear from you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, Birtuk. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay.
Okay. So we have Herman back. Herman, we're going to start the clock all over for you. Welcome back, Herman from ANIAC.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got cut off for some reason. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I'll just finish what I was going to say. You know, up here, somebody put in a proposal to open the season on September 5th. intended the 1st, you know, and I vote before the 25th. But, you know, that's a bad idea because, well, after the 20th, a lot of them, they erupt. And the meat is hard to eat after they erupt for a while. So that's kind of a bad idea. Somebody should let Fish and Game know that that's a bad idea. You know, on the fishing, on the salmon management working group, I was on there. And the person who made this proposal to start the season on the 5th, you know, there was people on there that are saying they didn't want no subsistence users. And I hope that person who said that on the salmon working group was still not on there. Because we're seeing a lot of red salmon. They call them sayak or ovogulet. Saka. And there's so many of them. And I hate to say, but they're getting so overcrowded, a lot of them are getting worms in their stomach. And that's, if you don't get overcrowded like that, you know, it's not good to get overabundance. So we're concerned with king salmon. A lot of fish, you know, staggered by, they do it by alphabetical, you know, with 6-inch mesh, 25 times to get some of them red salmon because there's getting too many. What I don't like is when people come here and they tell us how to live and they think that they're doing a good thing, but they're hurting us. You know, I don't like the way our rights are being taken away, like when there was a lot of red salmon and when there was a lot of king salmon behind the river, they wouldn't let us fish. But what they should do is, you're thinking about those trawlers. I saw all them. There was thousands of king salmon going by Anna River for 2 weeks straight, and that's about 4 or 5 years ago. So those king salmon should be returning. So if we're not seeing return, if something's going on in the ocean, we need to contact Don Young or our senator or somebody to stop those trawlers down there. We shouldn't be paying the price and stopping our way of life, you know, especially when there's not other fish we could be fishing. But those are the two main concerns on, you know, don't be too concerned about this warmer weather. Things are weather changing, but you take advantage of it. Like what Alan Elder said, you know, be thankful and, you know, use our soil to grow potatoes. You can have them cleared all year, carrots, and there's new technology like high tunnels. We could use it to help our people instead of trying to tax us and cut off using wood stoves. That's not right. You know, we'll see how they vote this House of Representatives down there. We'll see if they're going to be against the governor, how much. We'll see how it goes. You know, our budget is great. It is running out of control. The unions are controlling. They have lobbyists. And they want these high salaries. We're paying the highest price for students, but it's all going to administration. UAA, too, they lose their accreditation for education. And it's all just their wages. They're in trouble. And this Medicare, it's $2 billion. It'll bankrupt Alaska if you don't stop. And you ask about their 4,700, their proposal they're putting through. Instead of giving us the whole 6,000 something, they're giving us for over 3 years, and it'll be our money we would have got, but the governor wrongly held back, you know, Walker. Plus, what we're getting, it'll be about $4,700. We'll see how it goes. So, hopefully, what you hear on Channel 2, Channel 11, they're controlled by NBC and CBS. They're fake news. They're called community organizing. They control the way people think.
All right, Herman.
It's not right. Okay.
Yeah, coming to your 5 minutes.
Watch out for some of these announcers, too. You know, be careful what you hear from them. Okay, have a nice day, guys. Bye.
All right,
thanks,
Herman.
Thanks for calling, Herman. Yes.
All right, yeah. Thank you. Next, we have James from CHIVAC. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, James.
Thank you for waiting.
Yep, James from CHIVAC, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lucia. All the way from CHIVAC.
We like that. Thank you.
Okay, thank
we like
you.
Our CHIVAC
yep,
greeting.
All the way from CHIVAC.
Yes.
Okay, have a good day, James.
Oh. Oh, that was it. Oh, okay. It was just hi from CHIVAC.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
What we like.
Yeah, we do like that. So next we have Nick. I'm not sure where Nick is from, but welcome to Talkline, Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm from Joppa.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Well, coming up from like middle Kuskokwim is I've been talking with people, you know, up and down the river, and with the river traveling is the shortcuts within going through, you know, if you could look at traveling as if it is close to a breakup, and you know there are open holes that's coming, coming, you know, reopening from the freeze up, and so you know, even further upriver, they're saying it's unusual for their conditions where it's really, you know, opening, and you know, a lot of things is seem like it's coming to a change, but you know, it's like a, if you're going to travel, it's traveling at your own risk. But within, you know, as it's always been said, let people know where you're going, and you know, it's good to travel with pairs, and it's just, you know, a scary thing to end up knowing that you have somebody going out there and, you know, falling through or, you know, needing help. It's just, you know, my doctor, some people from downriver that came up to Anya Carnival, and there were some people that was going through a shortcut down further downriver. I'm not sure how far, but it was falling through, and luckily they got out. And, you know, we don't like to end up hearing people falling through the river. So just everybody who's traveling, be aware. I mean, you're, you know, where you are. It's, you know, I've heard from the other callers, you know, like the elders down there within, you know, like the Blackfish areas and the sloughs. And yeah, they are getting dangerous. Mm-hmm. So, you know, travelers, be aware of your, you know, where you're going, because the layer of snow on top of the little thin layer of ice, it could be a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, you all have a good weekend.
All right. That's good to hear. Thank you very much, Nick, for your report and your call.
And thank you, Nick.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
We did have Mark from Search and Rescue, and he can call back if he wants to. And he'll probably have some more update for us.
Maybe that's him.
That's him. Okay. So we'll have Mark come on the show.
Yes. Good morning, Mark.
Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mark.
All right.
Hi, Mark.
What a beautiful morning.
Oh, my gosh.
This is how March is supposed to feel. Maybe even a little colder would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. We've been waiting for this.
Mm-hmm. It does feel like a relief to have a little more chill in the air.
Hey.
Yeah. My buddies this morning told me they could see their breath three times.
Hey. That's how we should be reporting. Hey, can you see your breath this morning? Yes, I can. All right. It's a good day.
Amen.
Yeah, it is. It's a good day to be on the river. We've been spending a lot of time on the river this week.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I haven't been below Bethel since the day before yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday we had to go help out a tow truck. They were running out of fuel for their generators, and the local fuel company wanted us to go up and mark and measure a safe route to tow truck, you know, because, you know, it's been kind of sketchy lately with all the warm weather. So we spent the whole day yesterday re-measuring and remarking the road from Bethel to Tuoksac. And we saw, you know, we learned a few things where I was learning. We did make a route around Joe Pete's Bend.
Okay.
The road is just marked with regular survey stakes. With, you know, the little wooden stakes.
Yeah.
Some have reflectors, some don't. But now that with this little bit of fresh snow, it's a lot easier to see where to drive, you know, where people are driving. And the reason we went around Joe Pete's is because this this bend is twice as thick as Strait Slough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we were finding like 14 inches of ice in Strait Slough last week. And that's, you know, for March, that's nothing. Mm-hmm. And it won't take much for that to get bad. So the area going around Joe Pete's is about twice as thick. So, you know, if it warms up again, we'd probably recommend that people avoid Strait Slough.
Mm. Yeah.
Other, that other area, too, below the Y, Akichakwishlakwai along the east side, where the majority of the traffic was going, is also very thin, around that same thickness, 14 inches or so. So we routed the road along the west bank, the upper, the Dabakhnakten Church Slough side.
Yeah.
We routed that way. It's thick along that side, and then that's the value of doing those aerial surveys, you know. I can look back at our pictures from when we first flew November 19th.
Yeah.
And the whole west side was frozen.
Yeah.
But the east side of the river was all open. So naturally it's thicker on the west side. So we have the road along that side, and then it angles across right at the Y to the Akichuk channel. And we ran the radar the whole length, the 50 miles to Tuluksak, also combined with manually drilling and measuring and cutting pieces of ice to look at the quality. I sent you, did you get those pictures?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, because we, you know how it is when you do something many times, you get a feel. So we're able to feel the ice as we're drilling it. And that area, that in that picture, that ice, 19 inches thick, but it was really soft. And that's that area they call the Akichuk Nukhpa.
Yeah.
The road has actually been going across two old open holes. You know, they froze up back in December. But so that ice was soft. So when we were drilling it, we said, let's cut a piece out and look at it. And that's where that picture came from.
Yeah.
An area to watch because of it, you know, it's in a sandbar area. The road actually goes over the sandbar, which, you know, we always try to avoid going over sandbars. Because that's where you get in trouble, you know, get going on and off land. But in that case, there was no avoiding it because of thin ice and open water. So going up over that sandbar, yesterday was okay. It didn't melt. You know, the sun was pretty hidden and it snowed. And I don't know about today, you know, maybe by this afternoon that sandbar will be getting muddy. What else? Oh, another thing that we learned yesterday, you know, we always talk about the ice eating out from underneath.
Yeah.
And, you know, in our experience, that's not true for most of the winter. Once the ice, the freezing process starts, it keeps going. Even if it's warm out, because the water is cold, and so we started figuring out. Let's see. So last month we started taking the water temperature under the ice.
Wow!
Oh, and that's interesting.
We were finding it to be below freezing, and the ice was continued to slowly grow. But we also know that. That traditional knowledge about ice eating out from underneath, it's true. But it's just not true all winter. There's a point somewhere, and we're trying to figure out when is that point where the water does get warmer and it does start eating out from underneath. And yesterday, we took the temperature again, and the water now is above freezing.
Mm.
So,
oh, this, interesting.
This is, might be the this must be the time where that traditional knowledge comes from. Mm-hmm. That water is getting warm, mm-hmm. and it's going to start melting from underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top we have the sun working on it. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we don't have nearly as much ice as we should have, and we're expecting it to, you know, probably deteriorate pretty fast. And what we're concerned about is, you know, the way the ice road usually works,
mm-hmm.
it gets too rough and full of water and potholes long before it gets too thin to break through. And people just naturally quit using it because it's just too rough to travel on. But the ice is still pretty thick.
Yeah.
But this year we're wondering, okay, we have much thinner ice. And once it warms up in the top, gets ugly. I mean, I don't know how you call it. That margin of safety isn't nearly mm-hmm. what it used to be.
Yeah.
So we're going to be watching this really closely.
Okay.
But I'm expecting, you know, I saw people from the villages above Bethel heading for the Johnson River yesterday. Mm-hmm. So this might be a really good weekend to be fishing mm-hmm. down there. How much longer we'll get, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a good day. I hope people get a chance to get out and enjoy it. We're finally going to start seeing some suntan faces.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Mark, for a thorough description. I do appreciate hearing sort of an indigenous knowledge perspective.
Yeah.
Because I think that is really critical, and I think scientists need to really join up with that.
Oh, that's cool.
And so it's good to hear it, and you gave a really good explanation of how that happens mm-hmm. with the ice. So,
well, Kuyana, Mark, that was very, very, a lot of people were waiting for that. Thank you.
Mm. Okay, I hope everybody has a good week. Good
thank you.
Safe weekend out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we are prompted to say that listening.
Listening
to KYUK 6:40 a.m. here from Bethel, Alaska. Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. A quick Tundra Drums announcement. AVCP Head Start is accepting enrollment applications for the school year. It says 2018-19, but I bet they mean 2019-20. Mm. If your child is 3, 4, or 5 years old on or before September 1st, they may be eligible for Head Start. Enrollment is limited. In Bethel, you can get an application either from the Head Start building, which is at Second Road Housing, or from AVCP Tukak building on 3rd and Main. What you can do if you have any questions or you're wondering if your community has a Head Start center, you can call 543-7414 and just get general information about enrolling your child in Head Start for the school year 2019-20. And the registration needs to happen before September 1st this fall.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have another email on talk line, and this is from, I think that they're okay being, Richard Robb.
Okay.
Good morning. The Bethel Sportsman Club would like to invite all members and anyone interested in the group to our annual meeting on Monday, March 18th at the Bethel Lions Club at 7 p.m. We currently have 3 board member position openings. For any questions or if you would like to run for a board member position, contact Richard Robb at 545-2452. Or you can email BethelSportsmanClub@gmail.com or send a message to our Facebook page. So there must be a Bethel Sportsman Club Facebook page. We would like to say congratulations to Pete Kaiser on his Iditarod victory. Thank you and have a great day. Okay, so just Bethel Sportsman Club is inviting all members and anyone interested in the group to their annual meeting. That's Monday, March 18th. It'll be at the Lions Club at 7 p.m. There are 3 board member position openings.
All right.
right.
Okay, good. So thank you for that. And it looks like we have another email. And this email is, let me just look at this real quick, make sure I read it right. Okay. What are we supposed to say to the millions of moms and dads who have sacrificed everything for years only to find out their children have been denied a chance at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness because of cheating? Okay. I think they must be referring to the recent national news story that has busted open a very wide amount of cheating by very wealthy people, celebrities, very, very wealthy have been paying lots of money to different universities. Some of them are public universities to get their child accepted. And there has been cheating on SAT tests. And the funny thing is they had a fixer, a guy who would interact with the athletic department at certain universities, and the athletic department would agree on an athletic scholarship for the child, even though the child didn't actually play the sport.
Oh, no.
And get this, the guy would go so far as to put the face of the child on the body of an athlete and send it with the application. As if,
I'm sorry.
I know it is. It's like sadly funny. And, you know, so there you have it. Wealthy people, and so you'll see that
terrible
in the news. So
yes,
this person is making the point that there are lots of families that work really hard.
That's right.
And anyway.
Okay. But
we'll see. So I have, let's see, it looks like I have
Let's tell people that we do have open line now. All our lines are open for calling. 543-5985-543-2756 800-995-8954.
Now, this is an email. It might have been read from last. I don't know if you read it last Friday. Anonymous. And
older one, yeah.
I'll read it just in case. And then if you read it already, I'm just looking at the different talk line emails here. This is from Anonymous. Good morning. With all of the climate change going on, I'm very concerned when it comes to Donlin Mine. Look at the Red Dog Mine up north. It's considered one of the most toxic places on Earth. Over the years, Alaska has become warmer and warmer, and our winters are not the same. Take a look at the Arctic North Pole sea ice. The ice has been at an all-time low, and I have a big hunch the Red Dog Mine is one of the major contributors. What's going to happen if Donlin Mine goes through? Something to think about with all the changes going on. Okay, thank you, Anonymous. Yeah. And, yeah, so if you'd like to write in an announcement or something you would like to express, you can at radio@kyuk.org, and you're welcome to be anonymous when you do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I also see there's an email that came in, and this is for our production crew, that KYUK.org streaming is not working. So you might want to check out whether the streaming is working or not. Anyway, we have Liz from Bethel. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah. Is Peter there?
Good morning, yes.
Good morning. I'm Liz, and I first met you when I was campaigning for Don Young.
Okay.
Deutsche. I showed a picture at Swanson's, and I was speaking in Yupik, and some Yupiks, you were laughing at it really loud, and say, because your language and my language, they're different in some ways, like Buksuk is.
Oh, can you turn down your radio or turn it off? We're getting a feedback from your radio.
I have to go to my living room from my bedroom.
Oh, we'll wait because there's interference.
Yeah, you have to turn off your radio or turn it down so we can't hear the background.
Okay. So, Peter, we all love you and for being in Bethel. You're from Tukovic, Tivek. And I'm from Greece.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
My language is different from the different same reaction. We pronounce the word a different way. Like book is scissors.
Okay, thank you. So just a reminder to the callers, when you do call in, if you could turn down your radio or turn it off, then we won't hear the feedback because we're on about a 7-second delay. So it's easier when your radio's not on at the same time that you're on the show. Okay, our lines are open and we're ready to take your calls and your emails.
Yes, and especially, you know, we love to hear from new people, long-time listeners.
Yeah.
And haven't called yet, you know, maybe today's your day.
Yeah.
Because I think our regular callers are probably excited about the weather outdoors and want to be outdoors, you know, and people are not calling in as much as we normally hear during this time.
Yeah. And if you've never called and you feel kind of shy, you can write out what you want to say and just call in and read it. And you don't have to give your name. Sometimes people do that, and that's helpful. And you can also email radio@kyuk.org. We have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to both of you.
Hey, good morning, Yvonne.
I have some disagreements with Mark on traditional knowledge. And of course, we changed that due to global warming. And first off, the Ishop River and that current came from that, I believe, that strong current, downriver current, that really hits the bottom of the ice. And the difference from that is that ice looks solid on the river, but when you use your ice pick, it goes all the way through. That's the danger of that. And it has that look of colored, that solid white ice. I learned when I used to go up in the lower Calstead, my sister there, and hunt and deer on there, but springtime. But I found out that that look of solid white ice, it's not the same like down here. It's more dangerous up there because of the that solid white ice look. And of course, right now, getting on the river and off.
Yeah.
Most people notice already, it's already dangerous. You got to walk where you get on and off. And this warming already taking place already on the lakes and marshes and reeds. And search and rescue, I wouldn't recommend at your own risk be on the river anyway and stay on the trail. And of course, traditional knowledge tells us that the sun's already heating up, already heating up on the sunny side and melting. That's what happens on top of the ice. And on, when from the current, down below. No matter how warm it is, it melts both ways. So that's where my disagreement is. And be careful and be safe. Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing on the river. Stay off.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, these trucks weigh about 5,000 to 4,000 pounds. And right now we're having spring. And when the sun comes up, it melts both ways. And good morning.
Okay. Kuyana, thank you, Ivan, for your input on that. Yes.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick station break to say that you're listening to KYUK 640 AM, Bethel, Alaska.
Yes.
I think we're supposed to do that at the top of the hour or something.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a clock in here
We're
anymore.
Getting official. We're getting very okay. real in our radio presence here. So.
Yes. You know, earlier this week there was a meeting at the Cultural Center. It was the Fish and Wildlife Subsistence Advisory Council that met for 2 days, and I was able to join them for right after one of our shows here. I wasn't there all the time, but what I came into listening was about the moose, and we heard from the biologists that reported that, you know, they didn't get their quota last fall. Or, they projected probably or allowed 110 moose, and they didn't get that at the end of 7 days. So, and also that was Unit 18, Zone 1, and also Zone 2 didn't reach their quota that they had set for the period of time.
That may be influencing the opening time then for
the
fall.
I think it has to do with it was warmer fall. Last year. But we have a caller from Napaskiak who's saying good morning to Dennis.
Good morning.
Yes.
Dennis.
Okay.
I hear that ABC Pool is going to come to Napaskiak for a job there.
Oh, yeah.
If any of them are listening, I just want to say that they should give everybody a fair chance. Because I had applied for a position and I got a letter saying that the account, the job was taken, but then when I called back, they said the job is still open. So I just want any of them, if any of them are listening, to give everybody a fair, equal opportunity.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So
thank you.
The first time that ABC could have, that kind of issue.
All right, Denise. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. You read off somewhere that they are going down to that village, are they? Napaskiak?
Oh,
job fair or something?
Yes, there's going to be a job fair. I'd have to look through and see.
Okay,
which
all right.
Email
you
that
know,
was
but in. Our lines are open if you'd like to join in for our talk line 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
Okay. Oh, again, lines are open. And
My question, I didn't have a chance to ask those biologists, you know, if they're listening out there or somebody that might know. One reason I think people were saying that the reason why they didn't get their quota last fall was because of we had a warm fall. And the moose, do they move around when it's colder, especially the bulls? We were wondering if the weather affects, if they're, and then would they be running only after it cools off, or don't matter? When it's September, they start running, or what? Those were a couple of questions we had. Didn't have a chance to ask. Well, we have a caller from Bethel.
Alex. Good morning, Alex. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I called back because I forgot something.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday, remember, we talked about the weather.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's related to weather. It's not the same thing that I talked about yesterday, but what I wanted to do is to repeat what I said sometime in the fall over the Yupik talk show, and I'm not sure if I mentioned that in the English radio talk show as well. But some people are saying and are excited that spring is around the corner at this time of the year. What I would like to say as an elder and as an observer of the weather in the past, the spring is not quite around the corner yet. What we probably are going to experience is a cold spell between now and sometime in mid-April. And I think one of the important things that the search and rescue group, especially in the villages, and those who travel between villages and other villages, they should mark where it was open in the fall time, you know, before it started to freeze, you know, and know where they are, because like people mentioned over the radio, right now it's very hard to tell. And the caller from upriver earlier mentioned that the blackfish, you know, when they're abundant, they open up some areas from underneath. I think in consideration of that, some of the very small drainages are really hard to tell right now out on tundra as well as in the wooded area, because there are a lot of water right now. And people who don't know where the little small drainages are, like confluences of creeks or wherever, you know, it's usually open this time of the year, it's very hard to tell right now. So maybe if the search and rescue has set the maps in their community, they should identify those areas so that travelers will watch out for those. But I repeat again that it's not going to break up until toward the end of April. That's my guess and my personal observation of weather conditions in the past.
Okay.
I am 75 year old now, and I was continuously out on the on country for over 40 years of my lifetime, and in fact 50 years of my lifetime, and I've observed some areas, and I've also observed different conditions and indications of weather conditions. So, you know, yes, it's going to get warmer and warmer, but it has been proven in Yukon River especially that about April 7th in the past, it froze over, and on the overflows, we were able to ride, you know, with medium trucks those days in the past, after it looked like it's going to break up. Peter, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Alex. Yes.
Okay, good. That was interesting, too.
Very,
I like
yes.
hearing about these details cool. and stuff. We have an anonymous caller. Okay. Welcome to Talkline Anonymous. You are on the air. Good morning. Anonymous? It sounds like Anonymous is talking.
Hello?
Oh,
yeah.
Hello. Hello.
You're loud and clear. Good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, we can hear you.
You're on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, and turn down your
radio or VHF or whatever
that
is.
VHF?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I would like to say something about these trail markers from villages.
Okay.
Every little bit of water comes up, and we kind of lost a lot of every year. People kind of want to drown on hypothermia or something like that. And these trail markers should be hired up. We use the lakes and the creeks to cross over every time this happens, the overflows. Can people care? Maybe they should put something for traveling high grounds because no matter what, the situation is not going to quit because people are going up and forth. There's people that like to drink and smoke, and some people travel with goggles and stuff. And I think the vision that fools are, our vision fools, my vision, a lot of people get vision-minded, thinking that it's safe. But somehow this technology about people will have better surviving situations. We have some kind of people getting lost in a blizzard or these spring waters. They should be able to have some, invent something that will keep them from drowning. Other than that, all from kind for you guys and put you guys in a good way. Kind is a good case.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Yes, thanks, yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right.
Good information. Thank you.
Do we have a clock?
I'll look on my phone here. It is 11:12.
Okay.
So there's about 18 minutes left of the show. And the lines are open now. We'll give out the numbers again. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that in a bit. And then we'll see what who wants to call in or email. So you want to give out the numbers, Peter?
1-800-995-8954. 543-2756, 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985, excuse me, I got a thing in my throat. And then email?
Yeah, email. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can read it, you can email announcements, comments you wish to make, responses to calls you've already heard, and you can be anonymous for that.
What's going on tomorrow? Are we having there?
We have. Wow, I know there was Saturday market last weekend, so we don't have that. Today at 5:30, Don Reardon will be at the library. He's a book author, and he probably will be reading excerpts from his two books.
I think there'll be a food thing tomorrow at the Lions Club.
Oh, open pan. Food mark. Food pantry.
Yeah.
Food market.
Food bank.
Food bank. It's food bank. Okay. It's food bank at the Lions Club tomorrow, 10 to 2.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have Leonard on the line. Good morning, Leonard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Listening to you guys talking about ice that has formed this fall through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And all around us before a freeze up. Before the water froze, we got snow on top of the water that turned into ice. And that type of ice is more dangerous than regular ice that had formed before the snowfall.
Yeah.
So it deteriorates faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is all around us, around here. And it might be dangerous at this time when the weather warms up And the snow that we had was little snowflakes, salt type snow that deteriorates faster when the sun rays start hitting. It melts out faster. But the ice we have is not real ice. It's that.
Oops. Mm. A little static on the line. He's got some ice melting right now.
Yeah. You can hear it. You can almost see it.
Yeah, you can almost feel it. Okay, Leonard, did you have some more information for us?
And all the body of ocean out there, we have no ice flowing out there.
Where are you from, Leonard?
Jupiter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no wonder you know about no ice out there.
That's right. Yeah, there should be ice.
Yeah, but...
But not ice.
Is that right? You know, you hardly have any ice out there?
There's hardly any ice flowing right now. There's nothing but body of water as far as you can see down south, down up north.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So people are able to go out seal hunting sooner this year?
As of January, you could have gone boating all over if you wanted to.
Wow. Yeah.
We've been having have no ice since January. There was some ice, but through the sound from McCoy and through the sound from North Side, the ice broke up all the winter we had. And that broke up the ice and sent it out.
Well, Leonard, you're on the front lines of something really important in terms of climate change and how the environment is adjusting. And I'm interested in how that impacts your community over time.
Mm. Yes.
Well, we talk about climate change, and climate change will continue and at a high speed, more likely.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Yeah. You'll probably have to adjust your subsistence activities to take that into account, right?
As of 1 month, if you want to do some hunting, you got to do it this month. If you go next month, there'll be nothing to go on the ice there.
Yeah, right, you're right. Yes.
Yeah.
So changing. Okay. Well, we appreciate your call, Leonard.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you from Hoover Bay.
Yes, and please call again one day, one next time.
Okay. So next we have Grady is going to give us some basketball updates.
Yes, everyone's super excited about the ASAA 1A Basketball State Championships. And this evening, 5 p.m., St. Mary's heads up against King Cove. So we're definitely excited about that.
Is that the final?
No, they're in the semifinals, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But in the loser's bracket, we're still going to be interested in this game at 12:30 because 12:30 Kipnuk versus Akiak. So I just got off the phone with the callers. We secured callers. So at 12:30, tune in to 6:40 a.m. KYUK right here, your source for basketball.
That's all right.
I'm sticking to
very
it.
Good.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. So some of our teams are doing really well, and that's very nice.
Yes.
Okay, so we have about 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes of the show, and we've kind of looked at a range of things. We had some emails about AVCP having a job fair, and I think they were going to be in Nebraska for that, and also here in Bethel. I'm not sure, I forgot. And then different things about hunting, maybe some climate change indicators out there in Hooper Bay, a change in maybe some of the patterns of movement of moose over time, and different conditions on the river going on. Chilista has 29,000 shareholders.
Wow.
That's double the number they had a few years ago.
Yeah.
And so that's, so that's really good.
That's
so anyway...
That's
we take
a big
any
number.
It is a big number, yeah.
And it makes me wonder how many people are actually in our villages nowadays in the YK Delta.
Oh, what the population is.
Yeah, what it is, yeah. So
I thought it was like around 30,000.
Well,
I'm not
more
sure.
than that.
Yeah.
Maybe it must be. If there's 29,000 shareholders, then add another 10 to that maybe.
But some of them are living in Anchorage. He said some of the, that's right, there's a certain percentage in the Anchorage area.
Okay, yeah.
And then Bethel, and then the villages.
Yeah.
Most are from the communities, but wasn't sure. Oh, we have another anonymous caller, or the same one, we're not sure, from Bethel. Good morning, anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Morning, folks.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Just a reminder, you know, we have people out there that come from villages, and my thoughts and prayers that they will, if they go to the liquor store, that they will not drink and drive.
Mm.
It's just a reminder for them, for a reminder that they should not be driving or while they're going to their destination. And also think of their kids as well as the family members. You know, I mean, please, let's give a thought to those folks.
Yeah.
And also those providers out there, unlicensed folks, please, I wish you would just kind of hold back on these poor people that are suffering out there, and remember your customers if you're one of those people. Please, come on, let's think of the kids. If you know your customer, please remind that individuals. I mean, just, you know, this is a safety concern for our people and our folks at Search and Rescue will be at ease with the KPOs or the state troopers.
Yeah.
And there's too much violence and hurt going on right now. You know, I lost family members regardless of all those things, what's been happening. And we need to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need alcohol or drugs to numb the pain due to loss or any kind of loss. So, you guys have a good day, and please, I hope you reiterate this, what I just said, to those folks out there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that's
good advice.
Important message. And and that drinking and driving includes using your boat while you're drinking or four-wheeling, snow machine, truck, car. Do not operate any of those vehicles if you've been drinking. And then a separate thing is the potholes in Bethel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Say,
so
But at I seen the crew out yesterday, and then they were doing some work around Watson's Corner. It looks a lot better now there.
Some of those potholes are so large, Search and Rescue might have to search for some folks that get lost in them.
Is that the same caller? Or?
No, I think that's the same caller,
okay,
the same anonymous.
Right.
But the other thing about those potholes is when we're driving, I think it's okay to like slow down because the person in the other lane might have to swerve a little in your lane to avoid their pothole mess. I think we should just try to be considerate of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Drive slower in the pothole area, even if it's not potholes on your side of the road. The person coming in the other direction, they may need to use your lane a little bit. So I think it's good for us to give that consideration.
Yeah, very good. Very good point.
So we have a caller from Bethel, and their name is Caller.
Good morning, Caller.
Good morning, Caller.
Hey, hi, Pete.
Oh, good morning, Gaia.
Hey,
yeah.
Daniel.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, where is Pete coming home?
Huh?
What?
When is Pete Kaiser coming home?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, when is Pete Kaiser coming home? That's a good question. I think Sunday night they have something in Nome, a banquet of some kind.
I think it's after a banquet or maybe coming home this weekend sometime.
I think it'll be next.
But anyway,
next week,
put a smile on everybody.
Yes.
And I even stayed up all night just to watch you coming.
Yeah, good.
Well, I've been an avid, persistent fan of his for ever since he's been racing. And anyway, when he came in first, I told my kids that I hope he does what he's been doing with the Costco 300. Do a repeat on I did a lot too. But anyway, he made everybody happy that he won.
That's right.
So from now on, I think he's going to have a smile on his face every time he starts running his dogs. But he's he'll be all right. And what made us smile even more was he thought about the dogs and the people even before he thought of himself when he was talking.
Yeah. Mm.
He was very gracious. Yeah. It was, yes. You know, he gave a really great interview. Yeah.
And then when watching his times and how much he risked his dogs and his dog speed, I told his mom when I saw her around town, I said, well, I've been saying that maybe this is the year, every year, but I told her, this is definitely the year, and it happened.
Awesome.
Okay, I just want to say my input about Pete Carter.
Hey.
He's got a head on his shoulders, so he'll be good. He'll be all right.
Yes, sure, good. Sure. Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah, I...
Okay, Pete.
Okay.
And what?
Yeah, have a good day and a weekend.
And you too.
All right.
Have a good day. All
right. Okay, we're going to get another caller in from Bethel, Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah,
double.
Yeah. I just want to make an announcement.
Okay.
Tonight at End of Casey Supply.
Okay.
Nina Nangasek is going to be preaching. She's from originally from Unity, but lives in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be preaching, and that's what's the address again? That End of Casey Supply.
Yeah.
Behind Casey Supply. What's the address?
Oh, it's 1900B State Highway.
Okay, 1900B State Highway. Lena will be speaking. So you guys are invited. Okay, thank you.
Okay, looking forward to that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
All right, okay.
Is that at a church?
Yeah, that's a church. Okay. Yeah, that New Fire Bethel Ministry.
Oh, okay. So, and they have a guest speaker.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Sunny from Bethel. Okay, Sunny, you have just a few minutes.
Okay.
Welcome.
What's the condition for Johnson River? Update.
People have, well, he said he didn't go down the last couple of days, only day and a half ago. Mark went down, they said there were people down there, but not like, probably not a whole lot of people. And then the areas of concern are like when you come out of your village to the ice, you have to be really careful because there probably are some soft spots. And also right below Knick, there's an open hole there that it's marked, but you know you have to be careful about around there. So, but we didn't hear the rest of the story. We don't know how it is down below. So, but people are still going there, but maybe not like a whole lot of people the way it sounded.
Yes, okay. Well, you guys have a good weekend. And,
okay.
Everybody be safe.
Yes, be safe. Koyana, for calling, Sunny.
Okay. Well, right. We're at our last minute or two. Thank you, everyone, for calling.
Yes.
And we are also, I also encourage people to go to kyuk.org to read really great stories that KYUK has been reporting on different parts of our mushers from this region and how they're doing, interviews with Pete Kaiser's father, Ron, and you'll probably be seeing a lot of Pete Kaiser at like KTUU and other kind of TV stations and stuff. But anyway, I think, and Nome, they have the banquet on Sunday night, so I think he would be coming back to Bethel sometime early next week.
Yes.
And I'll bet there'll be announcements about that. So
it would be good to have a little gathering around there.
Yeah. It's just fun for the region. Yeah. It's uplifting and gives Bethel a good name in the state. Mm-hmm. And really, congratulations to not just Pete and Richie Dell, but also Victoria Hardwick and Jessica Klaika. So we're going to wrap up our show and head into the beautiful sunny day.
That's right. You know, I'm starting to see dripping now. You know, maybe the sun is starting to melt. Yeah.
Right.
So, for tomorrow. Well, we appreciate all you callers.
Yeah, and we'll talk to
your listeners. So we want to wish everyone a safe and a happy weekend. You know, just everyone be kind to each other.
Yes.
Koyana Chakmak.
Talk to you next week.
All right. All see right. you.
Bye.